This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are very pleased to be joined right now by the commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller back here in Pittsburgh. Gary, how are you today?
I'm great. Good to be with you guys.
We were just hearing Sean McDonough pay tribute to Mike Lang with his goal call from Saturday after Sid scored, scratch my back with a hacksaw. Gary, your thoughts on what Mike Lang meant to Penguins hockey and the NHL?
I mean, he was a truly special and unique play-by-play guy. I mean, scratch my back, shave my face with a rusty razor. He said it all. And what, he started in 1974?
Yes.
For 46 years, give or take?
Yep.
He was the voice of the Penguins. He was synonymous with hockey in Pittsburgh, and he died too young, too sick, and we're going to miss him.
Gary, I always heard, too, that like Mike was one of many, and I think the most famous of many. Like, when hockey was gaining a foothold in some of these expansion cities when he was starting out, some of those broadcasters were every bit as identifiable as some of the players. So I feel like you could say that Mike and some of these other guys absolutely helped grow the game just like the players did.
Oh, no question. I mean, the game obviously exists on the ice and fans come to the game and watch it on television, but it's the stories and the action and the energy that's being communicated. That's the biggest connection point for our fans. And we're grateful for all the great work that guys like Mike have done over the years. We wouldn't be where we are today if it weren't for the Mike Langs.
Gary, do you have a favorite moment or favorite story about him?
No, I mean, you know, he was always so engaging and so friendly and passionate about the game. And, you know, and I go around to all the rinks, but he's one of the guys who was always for a chat and was always so animated because, like the players, he was so passionate about the game.
Gary, you mentioned just league wouldn't be where it's at without guys like Mike Lang. Well, where the league was at while the Four Nations was going on was occupying a very high place, I think, in kind of the sports consciousness around this country, doing ratings, I think, on ESPN that were bigger than any hockey game, any NHL game has ever done on ESPN, that championship game. So I guess first, I just wanted your reaction to the success that was the Four Nations, what you expected maybe going in versus what it actually delivered for the league.
Well, our players, and you guys know this, are extraordinarily passionate about the game. And whenever they're playing and whatever the circumstance, they go all out. And our players, because of the diversity of our player pool, love representing the countries from which they come from. There's a history and tradition of that in terms of them playing as teenagers in the World Juniors, the best players. And while there's also a history and tradition of international best-on-best in hockey, prior to 98, NHL players didn't go to the Olympics. And then we went a while and it was kind of a mixed bag in terms of what it did to our season. But when we stopped going after Soshi, it became very clear to me how important it was to the players that they have those opportunities. And that's why we now, you know, are focused with the Players Association on a 2-year schedule going forward of Olympics, 2 years later World Cup, then Olympics, 2 years after that, and 2 years after that World Cup, and so on. And we think that will satisfy that element of passion play for our players and for our fans. But I heard you guys before I got on the air. You know, Game 7 of last year's Stanley Cup Final was a seminal moment.
Yes.
Hoover. I mean, sports is made up of great moments. We had high expectations for this tournament because it was in our mind a jumping off point to reintroduce people and the players to international best on best. And there were passionate rivalries. I mean, Finland, Sweden, Canada, U.S., you don't get much bigger than that. And the players came to play. They weren't kidding around. All you had to do was watch the first 9 seconds of the first Canada-U.S. game, and you know that guys were in this because it was built.
Gary, what did you think of those fights? How did you react, just your gut feeling the minute you saw it happen that way? I think the rivalry there was the Kachucks with the entire nation of Canada at that point.
There was a build-up, you know, over the ensuing few weeks. We had heard from the players how excited they were about this tournament, and they couldn't wait to get going. And with everything going on in the world and the overlay and everything else, the team showed up ready to go. I mean, they were energized, and you saw that from the outset. And then they settled down and played two great hockey games.
We're talking to Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL. Great success, the Four Nations tournament. We obviously were spellbound to it in Pittsburgh with Sidney Crosby playing for Team Canada, Mike Sullivan coaching the U.S. side. You had Pittsburgh-born players like Vinny Trocheck, JT Miller that also participated in it. Gary, my question off of that is, how do you carry the momentum from that great tournament now into the rest of the NHL regular season?
Well, everything we do builds on everything else. So in a very concrete way, next Saturday, we're going to have 90,000 people at the Ohio Stadium in Columbus for a game between the Blue Jackets and the Red Wings. We're in the stretch run to the playoffs. Look at the standings in the East. And then, you know, there's nothing like our playoffs, particularly the first round. This will continue to build. ESPN and Turner did a great job in bringing it to life in the United States. And, you know, our great players every night come back and do great things night after night. I mean, look in Pittsburgh. Sid Crosby is a marvel, and we've been lucky to have him in the game. Mike Sullivan, you know, did a great job with Team USA, not just in coaching the team, but the way he conveyed to everybody what was going on and how everybody felt about the tournament. So, you know, maybe this whole event will give people who weren't really hockey fans, maybe not even sports fans, an opportunity to say, you know what we saw was really good, really exciting, really entertaining. I want to see some more of it.
Gary, who are some of the people outside the hockey world who either text you or reached out and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we got this guy to buy in and lock into this great tournament?
I heard from governmental leaders, politicians, business people. I mean, yeah, my phone lit up, and it was gratifying. You know, people telling me stories that they were at other sporting events, and everybody was on their phone watching the games on Thursday night. Listen, the numbers we did were huge numbers. So it's clear that lots and lots and lots of people were tuned in. And if you compare the number in North America, I think we were over 16 million because I think we did another 8 million in addition to the 9.3 in the U.S. We did 8 million in Canada.
Gary, you mentioned the game at Ohio Stadium coming up here. Do you still feel like outdoor hockey, especially in the United States, is moving the needle the way you want it to for the league?
Absolutely. It's a great event, particularly in person. Fans in the markets where we go to do it. And we've done a number of games in Pittsburgh. So, I mean, people love to come to the outdoors, brave the cold, and in record numbers compared to the 15 to 20,000 we typically have indoors in arenas, they love it. It takes the ultimate reality show sports and our game and subjects it to the elements, and it brings up, you know, conjures up memories of kids learning to skate on frozen ponds. And it also creates its own memories, you know, when people come together from all over in those large numbers.
Gary Bettman with us, the commissioner of the NHL. I'm sure once you have a great tournament like that, you think about ways to make it better and make it more successful the next time you do it, Gary. One question we got throughout was, will they add Russia? Can they get Russia and Evgeny Malkin and Alexander Ovechkin into this tournament? What would you say to that?
Well, there's a two-part answer to that. One is, when we do the World Cup, we're envisioning at least eight teams. At this point, for the four nations, we had to do with the timing because we only had a short window to put it together, and the realities of the geopolitics in the world. I mean, 2 weeks ago, the IIHF, the International Ice Hockey Federation, voted to continue to ban Russia from competition. The IOC's got to make that same decision for the Olympics in the next couple of months. So, you know, that issue is not one that we decide. It's more one where we have to pay attention to what the world governing bodies are doing with Russia in sports right now.
Gary, to go back a little bit with something else Four Nations related that is not about geopolitics, we are obviously blessed in this city to have had an almost uninterrupted run for 40 years of basically the brightest lights in the sport calling Pittsburgh home. Mario Lemieux, before that game, how did, you know, can you walk us through the process of having him involved on the Team Canada side leading into the Four Nations? Like,
because we haven't seen him here in a while,
Gary. It's been a while here.
Well, you know, he has a place not too far from where we were in Montreal. And, you know, he generally is kind of somebody who stays away from the public eye. But the crowd in Montreal at the Bell Center was electric. I heard one of the players from one of the other teams go, "I'm sure glad he didn't introduce the team when we had to play our game." It was emotional. He is beloved, not just in Pittsburgh or in Montreal, but throughout the NHL. He's given so much to the game. And frankly, I thought it was great to see the reaction he got. And then I was with him to see his reaction to what the reaction to him was. It was really a very special moment.
Gary, the next time you do the Four Nations, is it set to be Montreal and Boston, or could it be in a place like Toronto for Canada and Pittsburgh, where we obviously love hockey?
Oh, no, we're going to bid it out, and there'll be some games, we believe, in Europe.
Wow.
The World Cup is going to be a real World Cup. Like, you know, depending on how many teams, there may be some qualifications. We envision, once we bring the World Cup back, which we'll do 2 years after next year's Olympics, that, you know, people will view this like they do the World Cup of soccer.
Gary, I have to bring this up just because, like, it's kind of the nature of sports fandom. You're comparing one thing to another. And people talked about, wow, this Four Nations is incredible, and then would bring up the All-Star game in less flattering terms, but the All-Star game isn't gone. What, if any, kind of different or new plans do you have for the All-Star game moving forward in the NHL?
Actually, our All-Star game for a number of years has not been criticized at all. We revamped the skills, and we did that with players like Connor McDavid having us do it, and it's worked well. And then I think it was the All-Star game in Nashville, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago, where we went to the 3-on-3 round robin, $1 million winner take all. And we've not gotten criticism over our All-Star game. Obviously, Four Nations took everything to a new level, but our All-Star game wasn't one that was under siege by any stretch of the imagination.
You've got to feel good, though, that it seems like the discourse afterwards was, how do the other leagues either steal or copy or find a facsimile of what you guys did?
You know, that remains to be seen over time, to the extent people take something away from it that they thought might work for them.
Yep.
What do they say? Imitation's the highest form of flattery.
Exactly.
We kind of do our own thing. Again, we changed the All-Star game to go to 3-on-3 with a little round robin. We move our skills around. We try the outdoor games. We don't hesitate to try some things that are new and innovative and our fans might find very special. Hey, listen, we're going to play 2 outdoor games next season in Florida. You know, that's new, that's innovative, and some people say it may be crazy. We'll tune in now and see how we did.
Gary, we are now 12 goals away from Alexander Ovechkin tying Wayne Gretzky. We are 13 goals away from him breaking Gretzky's goal record, which felt like an untouchable mark, particularly since it wasn't the roaring 80s anymore offensively for the league for a while. What, when you consider Ovechkin, the achievement that he's on the precipice of, just what is your reaction to the fact that the NHL is very soon going to have a new all-time goal champion?
Well, I actually, before I answer that question, let me just touch two points. One, while Alex and Sid have been playing, and we have been more than blessed to have them for roughly two decades, that was the era after we lost the season, created competitive balance, and made the rule changes that opened up the game. So we've been more offensive-oriented than we were in the era you were referring to back before their careers. But again, having Sid and Alex in the game has been unbelievable, and we're grateful to both of them. But yeah, I mean, having a record that nobody thought could be broken and looking at Alex's endurance and the level of skill and compete that he's had, it's really special. And I was with Wayne in Boston, and frankly, at the end of the day, he and I are both going to be following Alex around to hopefully be there, plan to be there when he ties and then breaks the record. And it is one of the truly extraordinary events that you'll see in sport.
And that could lead you to Pittsburgh, because the last game of the regular season is Capitals and Penguins. How about the schedule makers nailing that one as a potential place where he breaks the record or ties it, Gary?
Probably wasn't a coincidence.
I don't think so.
Based on what he did yesterday, if he keeps that up, we may not get to that.
I was just going to say, you might have to tell some people to try to slow him down a little bit.
Gary,
right,
you've touched on Sid a little bit in this interview. I'm very interested in just hearing you, because you're such an eloquent speaker, just describe the Sidney Crosby impact on the NHL. There's a stat going around that he's now won gold or an international championship 5 times for Team Canada. The U.S. as a total nation has only done it 4 times. And so just his serial winning that he has brought to your sport.
Well, actually, I think up until the game that they lost, the first game in the four nations, the Team Canada had won like 26 games in a row with him. I mean, he's a great player. He's a great leader. He represents the games on and off the ice, you know, incomparably. He represents everything that's great about the game. He represents Pittsburgh well, and he's just a first-class, terrific person. He's the whole deal. And we have been grateful to see this career unfold from when he was, you know, a kid.
And he's gotten other kids involved in the sport here. Logan Cooley got drafted by Arizona in the first round as a top pick, and he came through Sidney Crosby's hockey program.
Yeah,
Gary, how about that?
He's done it all on and off the ice, and it's just, you know, it's been great to see. And obviously, when he's done, we're going to miss him, but hopefully he won't be too far from the game.
Gary Bettman, NHL Commissioner. Gary, thanks so much. High times for the NHL. We loved it here in Pittsburgh, just like the rest of the world did. And, we'll catch up again when you bring a big event to Pittsburgh. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Garrett.
Gary Bettman.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.